The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Well, now, some have described breaking up with a friend as worse than going through a romantic breakup. It can leave the parties involved with a bitter feeling and a whole lot of heartache. But how do you know when it's time to break up with a friend? How do you go about the delicate operation of removing from your circle someone with whom you are close but who's become damaging to your well-being? I'm joined by Dr. Clodagh Campbell, a psychologist who's better known as the wellness psychologist, who's going to tell us more. Clodagh, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, this business of breaking up with a friend, someone you've known forever, who's been by your side through thick and thin, why might that be more hurtful than a romantic breakup?
Oh, just thinking about it, it's really challenging. And I've heard so many people talk about this recently. I think it's because we have this societal and cultural idea of being best friends forever from, you know, when we're young and we're playing in the school ground, and that carries through. Or indeed, we make these really strong connections in college or in secondary school. And we see it on TV, don't we? These special female friendships that are really, I suppose, intense, that people are soul sisters. And then when the reality falls short of this kind of romanticized idea of female friendships, we can internalize that and we can question, you know, why has this happened? What have I done wrong? We can feel a lot of shame, we can feel a lot of guilt, and we can feel a huge amount of loss and grief, which often isn't spoken about. And we often don't tell other people about it because we fear judgment. We fear that they'll question, well, what's wrong with her if she wasn't able to maintain that relationship? So it's really tricky.
Yeah. Today, it's obviously much more complex than it used to be. I mean, there was a time when you could kind of gently lose a friend by not calling round at the house or by not telephoning, you know, always being a bit busy to meet for a drink or whatever. Nowadays, you know, social media does the job. You can be blocked or ostracized. You know, you can be not liked when you post something. So it's a bit more complicated these days, and the auspices may become clearer a lot sooner.
Yeah, I suppose there is a wider form of communication nowadays, isn't there? Not just the in-person, but the texting, the social media, the likes, the shares, the all of that. And, you know, sometimes that gradual fade out of friendships is one way that it can happen. But of course, the other person at the other side is wondering, you know, what's going on? Is this person, you know, off with me? Have they become quieter with me? And that can be in itself maybe the crueler route, because the person is wondering what's gone on. Whereas I suppose there would be some people who've been brave enough to have that conversation in person with the person that they're, I suppose, breaking up with and talking to them in a really direct way. But that can be really challenging and it can be really scary as well. So I suppose, yeah, there's the two ways to go about the breakup, isn't there?
So one is have that conversation, saying you don't occupy the place in my affections that you used to. And really, you know, of course we'll talk to each other. Of course we'll meet up from time to time. But really, I don't want to see that much of you. That's a hard thing to do.
I know, it's incredibly hard. And, you know, if you think about it, we hear a lot about communication in our relationships with our romantic partner. I'm a mum of two little girls. You hear a lot about parental advice and communication with your children. You don't hear all that much about communication and navigating relationships with your best friends or with acquaintances. So it's just not talked about all that often. So I often get in messages from people on Instagram that ask me, what am I going to do? I'm really struggling with my relationship with a friend. Or I'll have people that come to me in the therapy room and they're devastated that their friendship has broken up because there's so much loss and grief. And as I said earlier, shame and guilt and anger and sadness associated with it. But having that conversation is certainly really challenging.
Typically, though, if there is a typical situation, what goes wrong? I mean, why do people fall out of friendship? I mean, is it that somebody becomes toxic, overbearing, interfering, maybe, you know, you've got a romantic partner in your life, which partner has substituted for some of the time and experiences that used to be shared with the other person?
I think typically what it comes down to is our expectations. So if we have expectations of another person and feel that these aren't being met, that can be really painful. So our expectations might be, you know, I'm going to hear from this person every week, or I'm going to meet for coffee every week. And if that changes, or if the other person becomes busy or you don't hear from them, that can really hurt. And then that can lead to this kind of, I suppose, sadness, this wondering what's gone wrong. So really it comes down to our expectations. And life is busy. As we get older and our responsibilities change, you know, if you become a parent or if your job is really busy, it can mean that we're not as available as perhaps we were at different stages of life. Or it just might mean that perhaps, you know, the person doesn't have the capacity to give as much as...
You seem to be articulating from the point of view of the person who has been dropped, you know, that they feel hurt, they feel isolated by this process. What about from the other side, the person who's conscious that someone has become toxic in their lives for whatever reason? It could be the green-eyed monster, jealousy, it could be all sorts of things, and they have to kind of say, get lost.
Yeah. And that's it, isn't it? It's like somebody, we can feel like their energy just drains us, or we can feel like they ask a lot of us, or we can feel like maybe they've crossed a boundary or they've betrayed our trust. And that, then we come to the point, don't we, that we think, I don't know if I'm comfortable with this relationship anymore. I don't know if I want to give my time to this person. I don't know if they deserve this from me. Or maybe I want to protect myself. I want to put a boundary in place so that I don't have to navigate this anymore. And that in itself can be just as hard as being on the other side of it, because we have to really take the courage to make a change and to put those boundaries in place, which can be really challenging to do.
A couple of comments here. I had a best friend for almost 40 years. We broke up having been excluded from events. You know, that's one way you see that you can alienate someone. They'd expect to be invited to family occasions or whatever, and they're just not invited for whatever reason. But this person says, I still miss that bond years later. Another one, you can break up with friends outside of work, but not work friends. Unfortunately, you're stuck with them, and they can cause a huge amount of stress if it's toxic.
Yeah. Because you're stuck with them, aren't you? You're stuck in that close proximity with them. And again, it comes to the boundary. How much of yourself are you willing to give that person in work? Can you kind of protect yourself in some way when you're in their company, or when you're at team meetings with them, or when you're at a night out with them? Yeah, it's very challenging.
Now, the other question I mentioned earlier, where as you might shove a friend out of your life because the space they occupied has now become occupied by a romantic partner, and that's fine. But then you split up with your romantic partner and you want to go back to fill the space again with your old pal whom you've cold-shouldered.
Yeah, and that happens a lot, doesn't it? I know I can imagine, remember times in my life where I've been in, you know, relationships when I was in my early 20s and I didn't see as much of my friends. And then you go back with your groveling in a sense, don't you? And look, I suppose it goes down to those expectations again of the friend who may have felt cold-shouldered or may not, may have just understood that that person was in a new relationship or had a new baby, you know, and or had a new job and just was busy. And there are those special friendships that are really strong and they can just go back to normal, you know, when those periods change and when you do have more availability again.
Maybe we should all mind our friends. The ones that are sincere, not the toxic ones.
Yeah, I think it goes back to communication again, doesn't it? That listener who sent in the message saying that her relationship with her friend broke up 40 years ago. You know, when something is happening, when you're feeling cold-shouldered, when you're feeling like your relationship has changed, maybe it's about checking in and asking the hard question, has something happened here? You know, I'm feeling like a relationship has changed. Can we talk about it? How often do we do that? As I said before, we probably do it in our romantic relationships more than we do it in our best friend relationships.
This listener called Cormac says, Surely friendship should mean sticking with someone through the tough times, as you might have done for them in the past or might need to do in the future. Are friends expendable? That's from Cormac. Another one, I think expectations not being met is a big one. I recently drifted from a friend after being there for her for years. I always celebrated her wins and comforted her losses, was her bridesmaid, etc. But when I got engaged, she never even got me a card. In the end, it turned out to be very one-sided. Dr. Clodagh Campbell, psychologist known as the wellness psychologist, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.